Next, David shares with us a powerful prayer to use in times of crisis. That prayer is, "Please be with me and show me how to surrender and handle this experience."
That's a very good prayer. Any prayer in which you are calling forth the will of God, calling upon God for help, is helpful. And if you calibrate the energy of the event before and after you do this prayer, you see that the prayer is uplifting and it does bring forth a great deal of healing energy. And therefore, you'll come out of something that you would not have come out of before. Live in the present. And they're living in a fearful expectation. And they're getting a payoff out of that. And then you find out where in life they picked up this habit of fearfulness. And you'll see all these things reflect an unawareness of the presence and the availability of God and divine help. So if you think you're all alone against the possibilities of this world, you tend to be fearful. Once you discover that you're not alone, so it's really an unawareness of the presence of God as an available source of help. Once you're aware of the presence of God as a source of help, that fearfulness disappears because you begin depending on God instead of your ego. So what you're really saying is my ego in and of itself is incapable of handling this whole deal. But God is the source of life, and God is the source of strength and hope and awareness. So you pray to God and you surrender it to God and you say, "Well, God, I've done all I can do about it." And in the meantime, you keep digging your row in the garden instead of laying back expecting that magically the radishes are going to suddenly sprout out of the ground. So it takes your effort. So divine help is available all times, but you don't discover it until you surrender to it. And then you find that the energy of God handles the thing for you. You don't have to handle it yourself. And when you let it go, you realize it gets handled. It gets handled without your help at all. God didn't really need you at all. You were just the witness to what was happening. And if karmically you're destined to leave the world at this time, so you gracefully leave the world this time. What's the point of crying and struggling and doing an infantile kick your little tiny toes up in the air about it? If it's your time to leave, so leave already. If not now, later. Well, that does take a rather profound spiritual experience. The experiential awareness of that which you really are, the self with a capital S, is beyond life and death, has no beginning, has no ending, and is not made of the same dimension of that which begins and ends. It's a different dimension, and that your reality is not the personal self, but some essence within you that is beyond the personal self, out of which the sense of a personal self arises, but independent of the personal self. Otherwise, if we put you to sleep with hypnosis or anesthesia or something, you would cease to exist. No, it's just your conscious awareness of yourself as a self with a small s. Once you experience the self with a capital S, the fear of dying disappears forever. That which you are is not subject to either birth or death. It always is, always has been, always will be, and is eternal. And that we call divinity, the essence of God within you. So the source of life is the essence of divinity within you, within you. If you're willing to say, if I said you're going to die within 5 minutes, if you said, "Oh, what do you know? I thought today was going to be an interesting day." If you completely surrender to it, the fear disappears. So fear is not a necessity. Fear is an accoutrement that we add on to it. It's what the narcissistic ego adds on. I mean, what could be more awful to an egocentric narcissistic ego than the thought that it won't exist or it isn't very important? That's our great affront, is it not?